Welcome back to the Frozen Truth Podcast. This is an update episode of our Season 2 case, The Disappearance of Ayla Reynolds from Waterville, Maine. There is a procedural update in that case, and we'll get to that coming up next. This is an update about our Season 2 case of Frozen Truth, The Disappearance of Ayla Reynolds, who was a year-and-a-half-old baby girl who disappeared from her father's care in Waterville, Maine. As we record this update, as I release this update, December 16th, 2021, Ayla disappeared 10 years ago today, on December 16th, 2011. There were three adults in Justin's mother's home that night, Justin, along with his girlfriend at the time, and Justin's sister. The story of the people who were in that house that night goes that Ayla was asleep. She was checked on later on in the evening, had gone to bed about 8 p.m., and when they woke up the next morning, Ayla was gone, and Justin called the police. Obviously, for coverage of that case, you can go back to our Season 2. When we commenced coverage of that case, it had reached a certain point. The police investigation had reached a certain point where it seems outwardly like all avenues of investigation had kind of gone as far as they could with the leads that they had. The Maine State Police investigates all homicide cases in Maine outside of Augusta and Portland, and they're even involved in those from time to time. So the jurisdiction of Ayla's case falls under the Maine State Police and always has. We interviewed Detective Love of the Maine State Police, who was as forthcoming as he would be about an active and ongoing investigation, but stopped short of giving too many details about the case. In the couple of years since our coverage of Ayla's case, we've received, meaning I have received, a few leads, a couple of tips, which have been forwarded on to the Maine State Police. You never know what might move the needle in something like this. You never know what police have and what information might mean to them. The information that has been generated by our coverage of the case so far has been underwhelming to me. Nothing having deep dived into the case, nothing I thought that stood out, but again, you never know. So we forwarded that information on to the Maine State Police, and they acknowledged receiving it. When last I spoke with Trista's side of the family, they had initiated a civil lawsuit against Justin DiPietro, and the purpose of that civil suit was not so much to seek damages or any kind of monetary outcome, but to get Justin DiPietro on the record in court under oath as to his account of what exactly happened that night inside the home. That's an extremely important part of the investigative process and could potentially be very significant in the case. Whatever Justin DiPietro says when he's interviewed now for this civil lawsuit, when he's deposed under oath, can be compared to any other past statements he's made in public or any other statements he's made to police. Evidentiarily, that could lead to something. It could catch him in some sort of an untruth if, in fact, he had something to do with Ayla's disappearance. And that deposition has been delayed, I know very frustratingly, from the family side for months. I think it's been over a year, as a matter of fact, that that lawsuit has not gone forward in the court, mostly from what I've heard because of COVID issues, the backlog of the court system there that prevented this action from coming to the front of the line. But that day is here. And in fact, tomorrow, December 17th, 2021, tomorrow is the day that Justin DiPietro is scheduled to be deposed in that civil lawsuit against him. If you want to read the latest on that over the last week, Amy Calder has always been my go-to reporter. She's a local there in central Maine, and she's covered this story from the beginning. I spoke to Amy off the record just by phone when I was in Waterville, and we talked about the case, and I got a pretty good idea of where she stood and what her reporting has told her over her years of covering the case. The police, with the news of Justin DiPietro's civil lawsuit and his deposition this week moving forward, the police have come out in the media this week. Lieutenant Love, I think I referred to him as Detective Love previously. He's a lieutenant for the Maine State Police now. He is given a local media quote saying, "We still investigate this case. It is open. It is active." Lieutenant Love also said that in the last year, they've received 30 leads in this case. And remember, there is physical evidence. There is at least some of Ayla's blood that was found inside of Justin's mother's home, where he was staying in Waterville, Maine. At the time, I think through the family, it had become apparent that about a cup's worth or over a cup's worth of blood was found in the basement, with a strong odor of bleach also being in the basement. I'm not sure that information was ever supposed to be made public by the family. And after the family released that detailed information to the media, out of kind of frustration with lack of progress in the case, I think police stopped communicating some of those details. Right before our coverage of the case, a judge declared Ayla Reynolds legally dead, and the reason for that was what is happening today. The reason for that declaration is so that the family can proceed with a civil lawsuit. Police have also said they're not going to rush this case. They have one shot to get it right, and being that this is a nobody homicide, at least at the moment, I think it's fair to assume it's a homicide. Ayla did not, at 18 months old, go missing on her own accord, and she was in the care of three adults that night. And police have also said that they believe that one or all three of the adults inside that home that night know precisely or exactly, depending person to person, what happened to Ayla. And they have been wanting to get the complete story from Justin DiPietro pretty much since day one. And I don't feel, in speaking with Lieutenant Love, I don't feel they think they have that full story. And while this is not a police interview that Justin DiPietro is scheduled to give tomorrow as we record this, it is an on-the-record account, and lawyers are not police and don't question witnesses in litigation and lawsuits the same way, but Trista's family's lawyer knows the purpose of this civil lawsuit, and so his questions will, I would imagine, be artfully tailored to narrowing down specifics of Justin DiPietro from him for the purposes of the criminal investigation that is ongoing in his daughter's disappearance. So this is an extremely important development in the Ayla Reynolds disappearance. And this is something that Trista and her side of the family has been angling toward for years. And that day is finally here. Regardless of Justin DiPietro's involvement or not in his daughter's disappearance, this is something that should shed some light on a very important aspect of what happened that night, and that was, what did he, among the other two adults in the house that night, see or hear or remember pertaining to Ayla's disappearance? Also, pretty importantly, my understanding is that as a result of the civil lawsuit, the family, Trista's family and her lawyer, have now become privy to forensic examination and other evidence that they probably didn't have access to before from the Maine State Police. Eventually, all of this, I'm sure, will come out one way or another. If the case is adjudicated, if it goes to trial, then all of the information will eventually come out. But as we have been over the last several years, we need just to be a little bit more patient. Something happened to Ayla inside that house. And I'm still of the belief that there are people inside that house that night, and also probably almost certainly outside of that house that night, that know more about Ayla Reynolds' disappearance. And so as we've been patient thus far, we just need to continue to be a little bit more patient for those answers to come out. But the most important thing, just as Trista's family is doing right now, is for the public, for all of us, to keep pushing, be patient, but also be aware that this case is still unsolved. And that nobody has been held account for what happened to this tragic story of what happened to this innocent girl. As we receive any more updates, I'll let you know. But that is the latest on our Season 2 case, the Ayla Reynolds disappearance. Thank you for listening to Frozen Truth, and we'll talk again soon.